USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The National Hurricane Center says Dorian is about 200 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, traveling northeast at about 25 miles an hour. Forecasters expect parts of eastern Nova Scotia to experience hurricane-force winds late in the day on Saturday. The Category 1 storm has a maximum sustained wind of 90 miles an hour. The Bahamas has now raised the death toll to 43. The 34 people who died in a diving boat fire off Southern California are being remembered. Hundreds turned out for an evening vigil at a Santa Barbara park. Flowers and a wreath were destined for an existing waterside memorial to those lost at sea. The dive boat was gutted by fire and went down in about 65 feet of water before dawn Monday while anchored off of Santa Cruz Island. Those who died were in a bunk room below deck and probably trapped as flames blocked the stairway and an escape hatch, according to the authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As the nation prepares to celebrate Grandparents' Day, research is showing that more and more of them have become the primary caregivers of their grandchildren. John Clements reports.
Nationwide, 2.7 million grandparents are raising their grandchildren. Due to a variety of issues like financial hardship, domestic violence, or divorce, an estimated 5.8 million children are now living with their grandparents. Many of these grandparents have their own limitations, including living below the poverty line or a health issue. A number of states have recognized this social change, offering monthly subsidies to kinship families to help grandparents with the financial burden. One source from your state may be temporary assistance for needy families, or you can check out benefitscheckup.org and type in your zip code.
College football is back in full swing with top 10 action. Everybody at home, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Auburn with cookie cutter games today. Army is at number 7, Michigan, and the big game of the day, number 6, LSU at number 9, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Scientists are continuing to find new clues as they work to solve the recent vaping deaths around the United States. USA's Wendy King has all the details.
Investigations into the mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping found the same chemical in samples of marijuana products used by people sickened in various parts of the U.S. The Washington Post reports that the chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. FDA investigators found the oil in products in samples that were collected from patients who felt ill from across the country. I'm Wendy King.
Two groups of states are targeting Facebook and Google in separate antitrust probes, widening the scrutiny of big tech beyond sweeping federal and congressional investigations into their market dominance. Facebook and Google are two of the world's largest tech companies. The billions who use their services for making social media posts, uploading videos, or searching ads are targeted by the tech companies for their personal data, a prized asset that enhances the company's power. Regulators are now examining whether the companies have used those market powers to crimp competition, potentially raising prices and hurting consumers. A group of state attorney generals are announcing on Monday in Washington the launch of an investigation into whether large tech companies have engaged in anti-competitive behavior that stifles competition, according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Washington Post and Wall Street Journal, citing sources they didn't identify, have reported the target will be Google. This is USA Radio News.